Yeah, hi, I'm looking for roofing. Is this the roofing department? Hello? Roofing. God damn this shit.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Translator Podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back this week. I think today's going to be kind of fun because, well, for one, I'm following it up right away on another episode from yesterday. And a couple things are happening. We got a couple exciting things to talk about. I've got my coffee here prepping me up this morning. Nothing like a nice Krispy Kreme coffee. Thanks for listening again. Hey, last time we had a good time, and we actually have something pretty cool in store for you today. So I'm going to get to that in a second. Real quick, let me give you the number again for calling in. Man, this mic is too close to the side. It's going to be here. We got, if you want to call in and complain, 229-901-9714, or if you want to have a discourse or you want to be a guest or any of the above, please call that number again. That is 229-901-9714. So speaking of, we had a caller from last episode. I had a call to action. Call in. Call in if you want to comment, question, concern, anything you want. Call in the show. We want to have more discourse on the show, more fans, and we got a fan here. I don't know why it's not playing through my board, but we're going to just play it and hold it up to the mic. See if you can hear it. Here we go. Here's the caller that called in. I think it was
yesterday. Excuse me.
No, it was today. Let's see what we got. Dr. Drew, I'm fighter than kid. Here we go.
I just wanted to comment about your most recent podcast titled Women. You're a womanizer.
Oh God. Oh man. So we'll get all kinds of different calls that come in, and that's one of them. And so please feel free to call in no matter what your comment is.
And leave a voicemail. Leave a voicemail. Feel free.
Sorry about the yawning here. That was great. Thank you so much to that caller. If they wish to participate in any other calls, I'll text them right now. Thank you for your comments. And I hope you enjoyed the show. So there we go. We'll see if they respond. Other news, if you're a local listening to the show, I just pulled this up. This is like really cool news if you're local. So got to get to this. So local news, I'm not going to say what part it is, but the mayor plans to shut down a busy street to vehicles. Business owners are enraged. So if you know the little area that I'm talking about, and you can look this up, this is, let me take this mic. The mic's too far. So I'll pull the computer closer if we can here for a minute. Business prepares for the shutdown. Plenty of business owners in this area are upset about a plan to shut down one of the city's busiest streets to traffic. The mayor wants to replace it with a promenade to keep pedestrians safe. So this particular area, and everyone who will know what I'm talking about, is a place where it's very small. It's a place where it could easily be just walking, although it is a major street to get in and out of the area. So it is a way to drive. But I am on board with this totally, because there are streets on both sides that you can use to get where you're going. I don't know how much traffic's going to be on those now, but I will say that this particular street does way better with no traffic. Like, would be so much better for so many reasons. One, to cut down on the noise of traffic and all the smog, and also you can walk across the street safely. I guess it will take out all the drivings, all the parking spots too. So it's going to be interesting how they design this, if they're planning on just taking out no driving, because they're shutting down it to vehicles. So it says here the mayor wants to close off a section of the street to cars. So-and-so says it will move, which will hurt businesses by adding to parking problems. Yeah, they're going to have a parking lot that's open to everyone. Parking is going to be, probably more of an issue. I mean, there weren't that many parking spots to begin with on the street, so let's not pretend here. Which is packed with bustling restaurants and shops. We already have a major parking deficit that makes doing business hard for all the businesses around here. Now the city would like to take away 40 of our parking spaces without replacing them. The mayor says that not allowing cars will keep pedestrians safe and enhance the area even more. Okay, I do like it's true. Our dream is for the best quality of life for the city and activating the district even more and bringing more people to these businesses, creating what we call the so-and-so street district. And there looks like there might be protesting it. Oh, wow. That's going to be a weak protest, knowing our area, and it will fail. All right. This has been tried before. We've had the road closed for special events, and every time it happens, businesses lose money. We're down 60 to 100% every time we're closed. The mayor says he has heard the concerns of the business owners and wants to have a trial period. Okay, that's fair. He wants to shut down so-and-so street from so-and-so to so-and-so. Only on weekends for the summer. Well, that's pretty big. Starting Memorial Day. I mean, at least they're meeting halfway. Okay. For the mayor and the city council decide to gamble with our money just to see how it was going to work. I don't think that's fair. Well, first of all, let me just say this. If you didn't go to those meetings and you're allowed to go in those meetings, and you're a business person on one of the busiest streets. You're making really good money, especially you've been there. I know, actually personally know how well some of those people do. I know people that were business with those people. Then you need to be in there fighting for your streets in the meetings. You need to go to the meetings and say, here's a clear cut argument why you shouldn't do it. And also this is another example of why government, you shouldn't have more power than the individual. And if there's enough people saying, no, we don't want this, then there's no reason why it should ever happen. That's how our country should work. The mayor will hear a lot from business leaders Tuesday. There you go. He and other city leaders will meet with them at 9:30 in the morning and talk about that district. Okay. That's all they had to say there. Well, it's very interesting to me, and you guys who live around here, you'll know the street I'm talking about. I'll let you know if you want to call in and ask, please do. 229-901-9714. Oh my God, I memorized the number. It's a miracle. So that was interesting news. Very interesting. Atlanta Braves outfielder Marcel makes plea to settle the DUI case in Gwinnett County. Okay. Don't have much to say about that. I mean, you did a DUI, man. I mean, everyone gets busted with that. There's no way really out of that, you know, because you could kill people. So just don't drink and drive. Anybody who's listening, do not drink and drive. It's just the worst case scenario. The unfortunate part is, like, you have to, this is the weird part about DUIs. You have to drink. I mean, you have to drive. So first of all, there's so many people that drink, right? And That's crazy to me. I never, I don't know why people love drinking so fucking much, but but it is what it is. I mean, people, that's freedom, okay? And I love freedom, so do what you want. But if you're going to, like, let's say you want to go and get a drink, you just, you're like, oh, and here's the other thing, dates. When you go on a date, you're like, oh, let's go get a drink. It's like the thing to do. Everyone's drinking. Everyone. Almost everyone. I don't really drink. So it's a little different for me, but the most people drink, and when you go out, it's just kind of like expected. Like if you're going on a date, instead of going for dinner, by the way, you can just say, hey, let's go get some drinks. Because for one, well, it's probably going to be cheaper, like depending on what you get. Like if you go to a brewery or something like that, but then you're going there to drink and it's just like it does break the ice. But personally, for me, I don't like doing it just because I don't like drinking, but for other people, it breaks the ice. But here's the thing. Once you drink, you're drinking. Now you have to drive home, period. So what do you do? What do you do if you have, like, because you can get in, like, there's some places that's like zero tolerance. Like if you're, you know, a very low amount. So you just have to be like, and that's just when you start feeling good. When you start getting a buzz, you're like, oh, now I got like a buzz, like off of, like, shoot, I can get a buzz off of a beer. I can get a buzz off one beer. Now imagine like two beers in, I'm feeling real good. I got a good buzz. Three beers, I'm like solid. Like I'm good to go. I drive home with three beers, I'm getting a DUI. You know, I could even drive home with two beers and get a DUI, probably. I don't know. But you want to eat something, as everyone knows. You want to take time. But the thing is, it's like, it doesn't really play out in real time like the way that it's said to kind of do it. Like if you're going and meeting someone, let's say on like a first date, and you have a drink, maybe two drinks, well, then you got to, after that date, that girl leaves, you got to like hang around, find something to do, walk, you know, get some food, call a friend, call an Uber to get home. It's not convenient at all, but it's the only way to like avoid an actual DUI. It's just so easy. But the other study shows that most people don't get pulled over, even if they're a DUI status. It's just the numbers. It's like a lightning strike because there's just so many cars on the road. But just be careful out there, folks. I've got something else for you here. I'm trying to kind of spice up it a little bit today. I'm a little tired. I'm going to be honest with the audience. I'm definitely a little kind of tired today. I'm a little sluggish. Because I've just been seeing a lot of this new story about this stuff going here locally on the street has got me kind of excited. But I want to find a good, so we're not going to do CNN or Fox today. So what we're going to do instead, what I did was I actually just went to Google and looked up news. Hold on, let me try this. Oh, I also did this here, which is, news and current events, personal development, entertainment, interview with experts, sports. See, I want to get somebody on the channel to talk about sports. I know I got a few friends who are good with sports. This is going to be a call to action to them. If you guys want to come on and talk about sports, please do. I will give you your own segment. I would love to do that. I would thoroughly enjoy that. I can change the times of the show for you. You can come in, record your sports segment whenever you want, and I can pop it in any segment. You know, I'm willing to kind of change the format up. That would actually be really fun for me. I think the audience would like that too. I think it'd be nice to be able to get a sports guy in here to come in and just like, you know, talk. He can run the whole segment. You know what I mean? I'll be the dummy, you know, listening and filling in here and there and watching. I'll be the guy pulling up everything you ask me to pull up. I'll sit there and pull it up. I got a big screen here in the studio. It'll be a lot of fun. So if you're a sports guy or gal and you want to be on the show and you want to run a sports segment on the show, I would love to have you. Love to have you. And that goes as well for if you have anyone political, any news and current event, is anybody want to do that segment with me? I kind of am thinking about changing it up a little bit, guys. I'm thinking about guys or gals. I'm thinking about doing a change up. Jesse's still going to be here. So maybe she'll take over one of the segments and run it. She'll run the whole thing the way that she wants to run it. And again, I'll be supporting. I'll be like the tech guy, supporting guy, pulling stuff up, and she can just bounce stuff off of me, whatever. But it's like her segment. Like today, like I know the segment I'm going to do. I'm going to get ready for it. It's going to be kind of like I would expect them to kind of take it from the angle of, it's going to be like a 15-minute segment. So they can just go, like, prepare for it, know what you want to talk about, kind of have the angle you want. You can talk about five stories if you want, as long as it fits in the 15-minute, you know, spot, and just kind of get me up to speed and the audience up to speed on what's going on and what might be exciting or what you want to talk about or what you want to kind of question and ask. And then me and you will go back and forth on it. And the rest of the team that's here. So if I have a political or current event, it could be, you know, it could be about politics. The current events could be, you're the current event person. You bring them up. We talk about them as a whole group who's here. And then if there's a political person that is, you know, wants to talk politics, and we probably all want to. So the current events is just going to be like your thing. Like, you decided on these, you're going to kind of give us a quick explanation, and we'll all talk about it. But I would like a sports person. I'm not good at sports. I mean, not just not playing them, but I'm not I don't watch sports. I do like baseball, and I like basketball a lot. I like watching those sports. I don't follow them. I don't know the names of everyone. I don't know all the rules, but I'm just a very casual sports watcher. But I do like someone who does do that and loves talking about it. So, you know, that would be sick. I think that would bring some it would really kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, to add value to the podcast. So think about it. If you're listening, this would give you an opportunity to kind of, you know, just engage about sports on a weekly, couple days a week basis. Could be once a week. I'll give you, you let me know how much time you want. 15 minutes, believe it or not, on the mic, it can go a long way. As long, especially if you're, you know, have it together. You can have longer than that. Hell. So we could have a whole 30 minutes dedicated to sports. I actually really enjoy talking about sports. But I need to be educated. So I need someone who's good at it. I think it's fun. Especially current event sports stuff. That'd be cool too. Okay. Then we got true crime stuff here. So that's another thing. If somebody else has, and maybe I'll take that. I don't know. It's a very popular, increasingly popular, especially in the most recent years. They explore like real life mysteries, unsolved cases, and it's something that people are very attracted to. So, we could have a section, you know, I'm thinking about kind of going in that direction too, where like, there's like sections of the podcast. There's always going to be a free for all. I was going to start off like doing a free for all, making introductions, doing our own thing, just having things kind of formatted out so we can go to, okay, let's go to true crime, and we'll have some intro music and stuff like that, yada yada, and then we'll talk about, you know, a recent, you know, true crime or something like that, or bring anything up, and we can have like four sections of the podcast for the day. And I think that'd be fun. Plus, if it be like, again, if it's a sports guy coming in, we know that sports person is going to come in, do their thing. It's going to add a lot of value. We have true crime, science and technology, and business. So we got the business side of things, which that one may be a little tougher. Discussing business strategies, marketing tactics, and entrepreneurial journeys. Obviously, Jessie's very good at this. She could probably do that if she wanted, but I think that's more of a general subject we could touch on. Science and technology, exploring the latest scientific discoveries and technologies and advancements. I mean, if someone wants to do that, yeah, I don't know how much that'd be fun. But so, yeah, I definitely want to do, look, then there's going to be entertainment, discussing movies, TV shows, books, other forms of entertainment. Yeah, I think I want to do that just in general. Interviews with experts in the field. And we're also going to do having other podcasters on our podcast and going on theirs. That's going to be a big one. Going on theirs and then promoting it on ours to say, hey, go see the one that we were on this podcast. And then having people on here, I think it's going to bring us more into the podcast area that we're in. Like, what pool are we in? You know, when you go fishing, you know, what pond are you fishing in? You know, how big is the pool of, where am I at with all the other podcasters? And let's get involved with them and go on their shows. So I think that'd be really fun. So we're just getting this, we're getting the show built up. We're adding more value to it. All right, enough with the boring talk about my podcast. God, let's get to some funny stuff. Who's got some funny stuff? Any other funny stuff? Let's look up one current event before we sign off. So let's just go to CNN real quick just to see what the current events are. So it looks like the jury in the civil case finds Trump sexually abused E. Jean Carroll. Okay, so she gets $5 million. Okay. Yeah, see, this is all going to be pretty boring. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get prepared for the next episode. I just wanted to kind of drop in here and let you know and let you hear the voicemail, which I'm going to have to play for you again right now. I just wanted to try doing this thing back to back and see how she does. We're going to have our other special guest that was on two episodes again real soon, I believe. So that's going to be fun. I hope that she comes back very soon. She's just texting me right now. And Jesse, we just talked. So JJ, she'll be back. And this is Dead Air. Anyone, do you have any questions, concerns? Please call in. Let me know. Let me know what I'm doing wrong, how to do it better. Today, I just wanted to pop in and really just say hello. website coming soon again, of course. At the translator underscore podcast. And what do you think about this?
I just wanted to comment about your most recent podcast titled Women.
What happened? Hold on.
I just wanted to comment about your most recent podcast titled Women.
Okay. Well, keeps cutting off. Says that I'm a womanizer. So I hope you guys felt that way as well. Just kidding. Don't know what the heck happened there. We're having technical difficulties today. Thanks, guys, girls, gals, for listening. I mean, I love the feedback. I need the feedback, okay? It keeps me going, okay? Keeps me going. We're going to have some stuff planned for next time. I can't wait for JJ to get back in here. We need her. We need her, folks. Leave comments. Tell me how much you love JJ. Tell me how much you love my last guest. We didn't put her name out there, I don't think, for it. I think it was like an anonymous. She wanted to be anonymous. So we'll get a name for her. But just let me know what you thought for real. I know I have listeners. I know how many I have, and I have the analytics and this, that, and the other. So I know there's some people listening, and I really appreciate that more than anything. That's probably the biggest thing that I think about when I'm doing these. I just think like, okay, I can really prepare a great show, a good podcast, you know, where you're listening to it while you're at the gym. You know, you're just kind of like, what are they going to get into next? What are they going to say? Hopefully, you know, I'm trying to make it exciting. I want to make it something that you can really just make it a good podcast in the sense that like some people just like to kind of zone out and listen and they put it on when they're cleaning. They put it on when they're, God, for so many reasons. Let's ask ChatGPT when people listen to podcasts most.
When do people listen to podcasts?
See what she says. I just got this thing. And we're going to try it, Chat GPT, and see here if it's even going to, it's trying to do it. Hold on.
Okay.
So it says here, during commutes, it looks like maybe number one. I don't know if they're ranked here. So if you're sitting in, it says here, many people, God, this, you're going to have to make a change in the way this thing sits.
You got to bring it closer.
Okay. This is today I'm kind of winging the podcast. Sorry, folks. Don't want to do that in the future. People listen to the podcast at varied times throughout the day, depending on their personal preferences and lifestyle, of course. So here we go. During commutes, many people listen to podcasts while commuting to work or school. Yeah, so if you're going to work, oh, yeah, I remember. This is – what time are we at? Let's take a quick look. Okay, cool. This is just about enough time. So I remember when I would go to work, and it was ridiculous. I had to sit in traffic for 45 minutes to an hour on the way to work, maybe more on the way home, an hour to an hour and a half. And I swear to God that talk, when I discovered Howard Stern and also talk radio, it was political, it was sports, it was whatever, and it was filled with ads. But this is not. And obviously podcasting came along and changed the whole game, and I think everyone needed it. Everyone needed it and wanted it. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, and thank God for it, really. Let's really thank the gods. I mean, can we imagine? So if you're listening when you're commuting, this I want to be another podcast that you listen to, of course, and provide you with entertainment and all kinds of stuff. I know it really calmed me down. Just gave me someone to listen to. It gave me a show. I knew this was coming, something I could rely on. And that really kind of got me through those tough commutes. So I'm hoping to up the value of the show to be that for you. And then it says here, during workouts, like I was saying, some people will work out, put on a podcast while they're exercising just to kind of get, they'll put on a 30 to 45 minute podcast and they'll just say, okay, I'm working out until the whole thing's done. And it says here, while doing chores, like I said, organizing, cleaning, listening to a podcast can make mundane tasks such as cleaning or cooking more enjoyable. Boom. Before bed, some people like to listen to a podcast before going to sleep as a way to unwind and relax. I do want to do some of those episodes too. So there'll be some that is a little bit later in the day or early in the night where I kind of keep it on a different level, a calm level. During downtime, people often listen to podcasts during moments of downtime, such as waiting in line or break from work. Yeah, yeah. I totally did that when I worked at, it wasn't the podcast that I was listening to now, but again, it was a Howard Stern thing when I worked a long time ago. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening, guys and gals. And, I'm just vowing to you that I'm going to bring more value and make it a little more fun and, a little more formatted so we can have some more voices on this thing and also more funny. So call into the show. And let me give you the number one more time. Here we are. It's going to be 229-901-9714. And again, 229-901-9714. All right. Translator Podcast, thanks for listening. And I hope to speak with you soon. Goodbye.